today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stuart Public Library Director Lisa Sherman about her summer reading program and events.
We're getting close to the end of summer here for the Stuart Public Library. And how would you say the 2019 reading program was overall?
I think it's been very well received. We've had so many people involved, whether performers or volunteers, and most importantly, readers.
And you expanded the program for the reading program this year. How was it different this year from last year?
Okay, last year our entire program was in the month of June. This year we expanded it from June, July, and into August.
Would you say you had more events this summer too?
Sure feels like it. Yeah, I think we did.
Let's see, you had extension here for the STEM programs. Was that just during the month of June?
No, they've been in June and July. They will be coming back, so stay tuned to the library calendar.
Was that a returning year for extension? How is it working with them?
We have been in partnership with them for several years, so they are a great resource, and we just love having them come down.
And then you also had some fun one-off events like the screen printing for the moon landing's 50th anniversary and the Harry Potter party this past week. How were both of those?
The Apollo 11 screen printing, that went really well. I heard like 60 t-shirts were printed, and they did another printing, and that has been accomplished. And I'm not sure on the final number if it was 10 or more. So I'd call that a success.
And the Hunsakers that did that, are they patrons of the library?
Well, Erin is a trustee. She's on the library board of trustees. And yes, they're local and they're wonderful family.
And the Harry Potter party, how was the turnout for that?
So it was our first year, and it was held on Harry Potter's birthday. So that was July 31st. Well, we had a rainy day. I'm giving all these excuses. It was a smaller crowd than what we were hoping for, but I tell you what, the families that came, the kids, even the adults, they just had a great time. And our volunteers, we had 14 of them, and we couldn't do this without the library pals. They are just a wonderful, wonderful volunteer group, and they made it fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying we're not going to do it again another year.
Birthday is always there.
You know, there's that whole series that people might either love, or maybe they're not into what they think the book's about. But I want you to consider one of the things that this series has done. It has brought a lot of people to the library, a lot of people reading, and I don't know how you can go wrong with that.
Besides the extension programs, you also had a story time programs for younger kids. How was that, having programs for the two different age groups?
Sure. Our story time kids, that's birth to 4 years old. That's what we have during our regular story time throughout the school year. And then we had their siblings in. Those kids were between five and up. You know, so we called them the big kids, and both of them went really well. I was just really happy. There were days when our little meeting room was packed with babies and parents and sometimes grandparents really got into the fun also.
Of course, reading is a big part mm-hmm. of a library, of course, in a summer program. So what was your challenge to kids as far as reading this summer and the incentives with that?
Okay, well, there were two different ways you could take this. When you registered, you could pick how many books you thought you could read during this program, or maybe, you know, you might be an older kid and you're reading the bigger, thicker books, so then that was how many minutes you could read. They kept track either way. And then as the summer has progressed, they're reading the books, they're meeting their goals, and so they get a prize. They get to pull something out of the treasure box, and everything is wow! So
can they still turn in a log or something to then, you know, receive a prize?
Sure they can. The program ends August 15th. That's a Thursday. So get in your logs. I know everybody knows that they're supposed to in order to be, you know, to finish up this year and finish up with the bingos. We do want you to bring your bingo cards, your completed ones in, because that's where we have the big prizes. So I know we could use a few more names in the jars.
How do people complete a bingo for this?
Well, it's like any bingo. There were many opportunities to read. Maybe read outside, read to your dog or a pet. And then there was also activities where it took you outside this summer. One of the fun things on the bingo was visit a cave. I had a lot of people going, oh my gosh, I can't go to a cave. Then we had a lady come in and she goes, I'm going to visit my neighbor who happens to be a cave. Their last name is Cave.
And so how many kids would you say took part in the reading program, or how was the attendance this year?
Sure. The children that we had registered was 81. So we were very, very pleased with that. This year we added adult programming. So we had no idea how this was going to go, being our first year. But 23 adults signed up. So that, I think, is just a great success.
And overall, how's it been, you know, being this service for kids and families, for something free to do in their time away from school?
Yeah, well, I guess we consider it a real privilege to have this time with children, with the families. I mean, we have seen just a real increase this year, this summer. And one of those reasons is because on Thursday afternoons, we've had Lego Club. That has just been a wonderful, wonderful program that has been run by two of our retired teachers in the community, Donna Olson and Harriet Gilbranson. Unfortunately, this week was the last Lego Club, so sorry for the short notice, but I got to tell you, if you come in, we still have Legos, all right? So we always have Legos, yeah. But that was a great program.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stuart Public Library Director Lisa Sherman about her summer reading program and events. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.